This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
5 minutes after 10. I almost said you are a stranger because we spoke to you a week or so ago, and you were supposed to be back last thingamajig. But like I said, I mean, you'll be here every Thursday because of the fact that it's Disability Month. How are you, Russell?
Great, and how are you, my bro? And also thanks to Power FM for giving us extra airtime.
Why eat, boss? As
No, we are quite privileged.
Yeah, no, that's good. So you've got two guests for us?
In fact, today we have two special guests.
Oh, special.
Yeah, very special from one very special province, which is very dear to my heart, Limpopo.
Yes.
We have...
I hope the people of Mafikeng are not listening. You calling another province.
No, I know that the Northwest is my home province. Yeah. And by default, then I was transferred into Gauteng.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there is that study that discovered ruins, ancient ruins in Heidelberg.
Yeah.
And they're saying Botswana are the original inhabitants of Gauteng.
Of course we
So
are.
I've always suspected that I'm not
home.
an alien in Johannesburg. You know, this is home, you know. But I hold Limpopo dear to my heart because I went to the University of Limpopo, and that's where I found my political grounding. And I also worked in Limpopo for 5 years. But us tonight is Bert, the artist formerly known as Desiree Bert. A music sensation from the 80s and early 90s. And then we also have DJ Bambo.
Yes.
From Polokwane, and a very passionate activist for mainstreaming issues affecting disabled people.
It's nice to interview people like Bambo. I didn't know his name was Solomon.
He's King Solomon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How are you, ma'am? Are you good?
I'm blessed. Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you. So what brings you to, I mean, how are you involved in what Brasol is advocating for in the disability sector?
Well, I guess it's just my journey, because without my contact lenses, I can't see anything, you know. So it has always really reflected in me. Like, I'm a child that comes from rural area in Mandagsu, Kaswale, in Limpopo. And seeing children that do not have that opportunity, whether they are blind, whether they don't have limbs, but someone who plays a piano so incredibly does not have that opportunity to be able to project what they can do. It has always been in my heart, in my soul. I've been living in Italy for the past 23 years, but my heart has always been here. And I've written a book, as I explained to Saul, regarding this, that one day, you know, God willing, I'll be able to present this as a musical. And called Differently Abled, because I don't actually want to call it disability. I believe that everybody is differently abled. Because I say, whether a man is blind, I will walk him during the day, but at night, who's going to walk me home? It's the blind man. So who really is disabled? You know, everybody has got a gift that God has given.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's about time that people need to understand this. You know, in Italy, they are so highly regarded, people that are differently abled, or whether you go to the States. I was blessed, as I told Saul, that I was blessed to perform at the inauguration party of Obama. And everything was presented. There was the staircase, for the wheelchairs and everything. Everything was just
the ramp,
the ramp for everything was just so well prepared. And South Africa, it's about time that we start realizing that they are our kings and our queens.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether they cannot walk, you know, but we should regard them as that.
And am I understanding you to be saying that there's a musical that you are conceptualizing?
Yeah, I wrote the script, and I'm hoping that Solly is going to be able to edit it for me. But it's actually a true story, because this is about a girl here in South Africa called Grace, who, amazing singer. She was born, as they say, as we say, normal, which I don't believe in that. But she had a car accident, and she lost her limbs and disfigured her face. And after that, nobody wanted to use her in anything, you know, just because she became disfigured. But her voice is still there, you know. And the musical is actually called Esther.
Yeah,
because Esther is a blessing if we go biblically, you know. So I just thought to rename it as Esther.
Yeah.
So that's really my dream and my hope, that once you have a musical, you can represent it and show people who we truly are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you have one limb. You know.
So it's at a script stage.
It is.
Sounds like a very fantastic initiative. DJ Bambo Rocks. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you, Tabiso and Brasol.
Hey, that I'm your brother.
So I see on social media, Bambo, that you are on a crusade as well. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, there's a lot that we've been busy with in terms of as an inclusion activist. That we also I always quote this with. That inclusion is not a program. It is a mindset. It is the way we treat others and the way they treat us. Inclusion is an opportunity to hear together and from one another.
Sorry, go ahead, DJ Bump.
Yeah, no, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that you also have a very interesting journey as well, and I would like you to just give us a bit of it, because, I mean, you work for, I don't know if you still work for a big brand that you worked for, a guy who was into biking, always been a DJ, and then one moment your life changes. But amazingly, you have not changed as a person, and it takes very few people. Brasol normally brings in people that go through a complicated process before they actually change their mindset for the positive. But you didn't struggle from what I can see, Bambo.
Yeah, you know, from the other side, you'll think that I didn't struggle. But as I said before that, like I always quote this thing as beyond disability. A lot can change in seconds, and your life can change. It's either how you take it. So, like Brasol always says, that we met at rehab where they assist us. So there, they will equip you with everything. Then when you get up there, it's up to you if whether you want to take whatever they've taught you there, or you just blame whoever or God, that why me. So it's been quite a journey. I took a year to get myself together, rehabilitate myself also, so that I can face the community out there, which when I did, I saw a very huge gap in terms of disability sector, that most people were not paying attention regarding the rights of persons with disabilities. That's why we started an organization that is called Beyond Disability SA, that is championing the rights of persons with disabilities.
And how's that going?
It's hectic, to honestly speaking. Remember that, like I've said, that disability sector is a certain sector that always comes last. Whenever things are done and whatsoever, disability comes last. Always we have to remind people that are involved in so many programs that, hey, we are here, persons with disabilities, can you please include us? That's when they try to squeeze us. But it has never happened that there's a program that they will just say, person with disability, here you are, come and take part. Like now it's our month. That's when mostly realize that, oh, persons with disability exist. So what are they doing?
Yeah.
That's when we try by all means as an awareness that we accommodate everyone and then teach them about this sector.
And I like the fact that you have not lost your passion for DJing and you are also using it as an instrument to spread the word.
Yes, I'm doing that also to show others that, you know what, disability doesn't mean it's inability. You can still do whatever you like, and then as long as there are no barriers out there. But for me, it's a challenge also being a wheelchair DJ because most of the events, they are not accessible. The stage, it's not accessible. And then, you know what, when you get there, that's when they will say, oh, wow, you're using a wheelchair. We didn't think about that.
Mm.
That is another challenge that we face. And also, we are not getting bookings because of they don't want to comply with accessibility.
Rasul?
In fact, DJ, tell the listeners about the campaign that you mounted, calling on government departments to also procure public toilets that are wheelchair friendly in all government events. I thought that was a very special campaign because for now it's only Limpopo, which makes sure that whenever there are government events, they also procure public toilets that are wheelchair friendly.
Wow.
Because usually they'll bring this VIP toilets and they are not accessible to us who can do stairs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the petition was not only for government events only. It was also also for the private sector and all the other guys who are event coordinator or event managers. Because most events, I'm sure, from now on, I'm going to give the listeners a task and you out there so that when you go to any event, just look around, just check if there's a wheelchair accessible toilet. I bet you it's impossible most of the time. Like I've went to events and I even ask, they always say, oh wow, we didn't know that person who are using wheelchairs will be attending. And I'm like, you know what, we understand, but from now on, can you please, when you procure, and just two portable toilets for wheelchair users. So we started a petition which we were aiming at 1,000 signatures, but we end up getting 40,000, which we submitted to Human Rights Commissions so that they can assist us in sending it to all the government departments and private sector. But still, after we did that, we still go to events, and when you get there, you'll find the VIP toilets, but nothing for us wheelchair users.
Yeah, very sad indeed. Very, very sad. But are you encouraged, though, Kianata, that you want to...
I'm actually humbled.
Yeah,
I'm actually humbled, especially coming from Bambo, right?
Yes,
Bambo,
yes.
He was not born differently abled.
Yeah.
You know, it's an accident that happened to him.
Yeah.
But with his courage and his strength, you know, and the voice that he's giving out. And I really believe in petition.
Yeah.
I really believe in that. I believe that, you know, we as artists that are well known around, we are the ones that should start it.
Yeah.
We are supposed to be the spokespersons. I'm talking about all the mainstream artists in South Africa.
Yeah.
Instead of having these t-shirts where it's more about vanity, it's about time that we have wear t-shirts, you know, that we have our signatures written.
Yeah.
You know, where we have to speak, because it's what Mbamba said, it could be him today and it's you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what can happen.
Yeah.
You know, you can
any
get
second,
out of it.
Yeah.
Any second it can happen, you know. So it's about time that we should really become humane and really start thinking for the next person.
Yeah.
What has happened to Ubuntu, really?
Yeah. So, Brasol, you know, God has a way of doing things, isn't it? Here's Bambo complaining about toilets. This man is a DJ. He used to play at every event. And this did not cross his mind, you know, at the time. And now he's like, guys, we need this thing.
Yeah.
Here you are, you've worked for government, you know, most of your life as well. Mm. You are also, you know, worried about this access issue as well, generally speaking. Perhaps this is just how God does his things, to find his own soldiers to advocate for certain things.
In fact, we become the best advocates because we talk from experience. The world of disabled communities, I was oblivious to before until it happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I then realized that, in fact, it can happen to anyone.
Mm.
But for tonight, the reason why we brought in a musician and also a DJ.
Mm.
My job is to make sure that I facilitate engagement
as broadly as possible. Yeah.
And I'm thinking in the next 3-4 weeks, I would say this evening was worth it if I hear Chianata from Italy saying, Brasol, I have an event and I've booked DJ Bambo Rocks to come and rock the Italians.
Yeah.
For me, because we have someone who's very conscious of all the challenges we are experiencing.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I was going through her album, I was so green with envy. You remember in one of our broadcasts, I spoke about Stevie Wonder saying, it doesn't mean if you have eyesight, you have a vision.
Yeah.
And then I saw her hugging Stevie Wonder, you know, I just went, wow. And the reason why I said she should come here is because we want her to be our ambassador, even in Europe, where she can begin to tell people about South African talents like DJ Bambo.
Yeah,
I was upset with her that I lived in Italy for 4.5 years, and I didn't know she was there.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though I covered her in the early 90s as a young journalist.
Yeah.
And then he just vanished until I met her last week.
Wow. So you only reconnected last week?
Last week,
So you've got your work cut out. Brasol is giving you homework. Yes. Are you up to the task?
Yes, always. Always.
Yeah.
Always. It's my journey, you know, and I believe that God has blessed me with life.
Yeah.
And I just got to continue, you know. It is my task. It is my task. And I'm really happy. You got to love what you do. And I really love what I do. And God has blessed me so much. I mean, I can write a book about what I have done in my life.
Yeah.
Meeting great legends like Quincy Jones and the Stevie Wonders and the Lionel Richies, you know. Being a girl from rural, the farms, you know, from Limpopo, going to do the inauguration party for Obama, you know, it humbles me. And then coming here and just meeting this great man like Saul, you know, who is so humble on top of it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a learning process for me, but I'm willing to learn, you know.
Yeah. Bambo, let me tell you what encourages me since we've introduced Brasol on Power FM to come and talk to us about these issues is that the information grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and the issues around disability are not issues about people with disability. Mm. There are issues about all of us, because last week we had a nice conversation about how we sometimes think that the people that are affected are people with disability. There are people who are family members who are supporting these people with disability, who are also one way or the other part of, you know, this challenge, if you will, so to speak. Because it's also not easy that today I'm living this life, and then tomorrow I'm taking care of my wife or my son. It's a mind shift as well that I'm required to also adapt to. But I like the fact that we are talking, there are petitions for accessibility, for toilets. You are here, you are saying, I'm coming back home.
Yeah.
Part of what I want to do is not to get as many gigs as I can, but to contribute to this important element. That, Bambo, I'll come back to you. That, Bambo, I think it's an important discussion as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like the other point that as an activist that we try to send a message out there, is that people still have this mindset that when there's a person with disability, they must be kept indoors. And you know what? One of the things that we do, like that's why we're saying that we are going out there DJing, motivating and stuff, is to encourage that if you have it's either a child or family member or a friend who's a person with disability, let them meet others because it also helps. If I use a wheelchair and I meet other persons, people who use wheelchairs, we get to know each other. We get to exchange a lot of information, mm-hmm. and then that way you feel belong. You feel that you belong. So I'm just encouraging people that you know what, you're not alone. There are others out there, and there's much more to life than being behind doors.
Sounds very good. What's your parting shot, ma'am?
Well, just what I wanted to say is this. I want to dedicate this to my mom as well, because my mom has got dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And for these 3 years, a strong woman who never, ever thought that that would happen to her, you know, and now she is like disabled, let me say, because she's like just a vegetable, you know, she can't think for herself. She can't do anything for herself. So I want to think about that as well. You know, I mean, it's so hard. Imagine in the rural areas where they're the elderly who have dementia and there's nobody there to give them physiotherapy. There's nobody there to feed them, you know. We need to think about that as well. So I dedicate this to my mom and all the elderly who have this problem of dementia.
Thank you very much. So let's round off. What's your parting shot?
Okay. I'd say DJ Bambo Rocks is our anchor in Limpopo, and will encourage all the disabled people in Limpopo to get in touch with him. In fact, earlier this year he arranged a sports day for disabled people at the University of Limpopo. And also very interesting, he also, during the first week of September, he organized a spring day, you know, get together for disabled people at Waterland in Polokwane. You know, disabled people could have fun and be normal, like as normal could be. And I would say the three of us are on Facebook, Kianata Bait, DJ Bamba Rocks, and Brand Hill Africa Foundation. We are all on Facebook. People should get in touch with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming through and good luck with your project. We know it will work. Brasol will edit it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you for having us. Thank
Bambo,
you.
Thanks, my bro. Good talking to
all
you
right,
as
thank
well.
You.
Thank you very cool, much.
Yeah.
Brasol, thank you very much.
Thanks, my chief.
Again, next week on
next
Thursday,
week.
Right?
Yes.
Thanks
again,
a lot.
Thanks.
Good night. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.